Sports Illustrated, the renowned American sports magazine, is facing further turmoil after the media company responsible for publishing it lost its license to do so. This has led to concerns among staff about potential mass layoffs and an uncertain future for the magazine. However, the owner of Sports Illustrated, Authentic Brands Group, has stated that the brand, including its editorial arm, will continue to exist. The publisher, Arena Group, has confirmed that discussions regarding the license are ongoing, but they acknowledge that they are not the only party involved in these negotiations. Sports Illustrated, which was established in 1954, has long been a prominent title in American sports journalism. It gained recognition for its ability to use sports as a platform to explore broader societal issues. The magazine's covers were highly coveted by athletes, and its swimsuit issues often sparked discussions. However, like many other print publications, Sports Illustrated has faced challenges as readers and advertisers increasingly shift their attention to online platforms. Authentic Brands Group, known for acquiring distressed brands and licensing them to operators, purchased Sports Illustrated in 2019 for $110 million. Earlier this month, they informed Arena Group of their intention to cancel their deal after Arena failed to make a $3.75 million payment. Authentic Brands Group has expressed its commitment to preserving the integrity of the brand's legacy. Meanwhile, Arena Group's spokeswoman has stated that they will continue to produce Sports Illustrated until the licensing issue is resolved. However, Arena Group currently owes Authentic Brands Group a $45 million fee due to the cancellation. Arena Group, which also publishes smaller titles such as Men's Journal and Parade, has faced its own share of challenges, including a scandal last year in which Sports Illustrated was accused of publishing articles generated by artificial intelligence. The company removed the articles and launched an investigation, attributing the content to another firm that collaborates with e-commerce companies. As a result, several executives, including former CEO Ross Levinson, were fired. On Thursday, Arena Group announced plans to cut over 100 jobs, citing substantial debt and missed payments. The union representing Sports Illustrated staff has expressed its concerns about the magazine's future and has called on Authentic Brands Group to ensure its continued publication. Arena Group, on the other hand, has been attempting to secure a deal to be acquired by another media company. The company's shares, which were trading at over $9 a year ago, have plummeted by more than a third to less than $1,